Hi, I'm Amy, and I'm here with Lorcan, and we're interviewing Stephanie Comey at the BAI Media Literacy Policy Launch. Stephanie, tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here today.
Hi, Amy. Well, I'm Lorcan. I'm very happy to be talking to you today. I'm a senior manager with the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, and the BAI is the regulator for TV and radio in Ireland. So we regulate the content, and we make sure there's not too many ads, for example, on TV or radio, this kind of stuff. But we also have a role to play in media literacy development, and media literacy really is about understanding media messages and what they're about, and also being able to make some, like you're making now, and also being able to access them once they're posted somewhere. So there's a piece of law, the Broadcasting Act, that gives us a little bit of duties and responsibilities in this area. So we thought we'd find the best way to go about it, which isn't easy because it's quite a wide area. And we thought that a policy that explains what falls under media literacy was the best way to go. So that's what we've done.
Would you like to share what is in the media literacy policy with our listeners?
I'd love to. The media literacy policy contains really three competencies. Competency is a skill, like what you're able to do. And what we're talking about is accessing and using media. And that's online as well as radio and television and whatever services they offer online as well. Understanding and critically evaluating those media messages. And then the third one is very important. It's about the creation and the participation as well in media and how content is being made, not just by your regular broadcaster, but also by young people just like yourselves.
How important is it to have a media literacy policy?
That's a really good question. I wish you didn't ask me that. It's quite important because hopefully the policy will help us direct and guide lots of work in media literacy all over Ireland over the next 3 years. And I think the policy helps us decide what is media literacy and what isn't.
What can we do to ensure that young people like ourselves become more media literate?
I sometimes find that young people like yourselves are very media literate, actually. But I think what you might need to do more of is maybe the critical thinking piece. The kind of listening to something on TV or on YouTube or wherever it is that you listen to stuff and kind of go, is that true? Is that right? Doesn't sound right to me. Or it does sound right to me, but I'd better check out that it's correct. I think that's a really important piece. And if I had only one message for young people today, it's just don't believe everything you see or you hear online or on TV or radio, because it's not always true. And if it's not true, then you end up believing a lie, and that's not a good place to be.
Thank you.